This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just really, truly, you know, being part of the conversation. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend. You're involved and you're engaged and, you know, you want answers. And, you know, like I always say, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And give me the name of the author. Give me the name of the topic. Give me the name of the subject and who you want and why you want that person. It helps me a lot. If I get enough of you asking for the same person or asking for the same topic, then I go ahead and run with it. But I don't, you know, I do well with the onesie twosies. You know what I'm saying? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, let me see. I had this one up. When it comes to socialism, and really what's behind socialism, what it stands for, and how it operates, and really what it means, and what the history is, that always just like, I have to be nice, right? All right. So it always makes me nuts that when it comes to socialism, these young people don't want it so bad. It's never really been taught as to what it is. You know what I mean? I mean, seriously, never really been informed, told, whatever, as to what it truly and really is. 855-REAL-JOE. That's what reality is. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. You know, it's really funny. Some of you will comment tremendously after the show. And I always joke this. I always say it's like keying somebody's car in their parking lot, in their driveway, at night at 2 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't take much guts. So if you got something to say, and I'm talking about the naysayers, right? If you got something to say, call the show and say it. It's easy to be a Facebook warrior. That's easy stuff. But, I mean, seriously, if you really want to have a conversation, if you want to have an honest conversation, open conversation, then call in. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So you got this movement now. I guess it's a movement in the Democrat Party, because it ain't happening in the Republican Party, to take a, I don't know, is it a left turn? I don't even know if it's a left turn. It's so far left, it might be a U-turn, I don't know, towards socialism. And the more and more and more of them that get involved in this, they really don't understand what they're getting involved in. Socialism is becoming more popular than capitalism among Democrats. Now, somewhere in New York, you know, Cyrene Blair's in the city, right? And everybody gets all excited, but the Democrats have forgotten Marxism is bad too. Right? So the Gallup poll that we were talking about with Kimberly a little earlier shows you that that as young people, well, I won't say it's getting old. I was going to say getting more mature, but don't know about that. As they're getting older in their days, if they're Democrats, they're more and more approving of socialism. I think a big part of that is because they don't really understand what socialism is. As the New Republic's Sarah Jones pointed out, the number of Democrats who have a favorable view of socialism remain about the same as it was in 2016. It was 58%. Then it's 57% now. Well, within the margin of error, because, you know, when you take those polls, you really don't know who's answering them. It was 53% in 2010. Right? Now, I'm not so sure that there aren't Democrats that are afraid to say that they're socialists. Democrats are still hiding behind being Democrats when they really would like to tell you that they're total socialists. Because it's not there yet. It's not totally acceptable yet. It might be in their party, but it's not countrywide. And when you look, what's really scary is the widening approval gap between socialism and capitalism. Right? I mean, they've always, well, not always. Probably in the last few years, they've always polled around the mid-50s, 50 percentages. Right? There's usually like a two-point separation, three-point separation. But now, with the Dems, socialism is beating out capitalism by almost 10 points. 10 points. And it's not like it keeps going back and forth. It keeps fluctuating every other year. Odd years, it's this. Even years, it's that or whatever. No. It's on a consistent upward growth path. The part that we kind of glossed over was the free enterprise and small enterprise. These young people don't believe in it anymore. They don't believe it actually works or it's good for us. So either they don't have jobs, which is probably true, but they don't realize how small businesses actually work. They don't do their homework. Their economics teacher is out to lunch or smoking dope. Because you can't not believe in small business when 70% of the country runs or is driven or the economy is driven by small business. And how do small businesses come around? By free enterprise. Right? I mean, come on. Real simple stuff. So, as the young people keep thinking these are bad things to do, are they going to endeavor to become entrepreneurs? Which is really kind of hilarious because the online smartphones and other things like that and the apps that are being made are mostly being made by young people who are becoming millionaires overnight or in a relatively short period of time. So maybe they don't know what they believe in because these same people who say they don't believe in it are using it to make themselves millionaires. Or maybe they're giving all their millions away because they believe in socialism. I don't know. I'm thoroughly confused. We'll come back. Talk about the Washington Post, who actually fact-check our little socialist darling. And it's not very pretty. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go too far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car. car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Back. I'm Joe, your host. I'm surprised PETA hasn't called us on this, huh? Canary in a coal mine. By police, right? You know, you guys know what that's all about. Look it up. Anyway. Seriously. I'm Joe, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-OUCH. 732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're talking about socialism. That's what it was. The producer wasn't listening to the first part of the show, but it's okay. And how scary it is that younger people first of all, think it works. They need to look around the globe and see it's not working. And that they're no longer, I don't know. I mean, how many entrepreneurs are really, maybe they don't really understand what all this means. Because if you think about it, how many young people are truly entrepreneurs? How many of them have made millions of dollars coming up with these, you know, little apps and stuff like that? What do they think? What do they think they're doing? What do they think that is? It's free enterprise. A little small business takes advantage of free enterprise and makes like $1 billion. I mean, do they give it all away? Because, I mean, they think it's nasty and evil and terrible. And what if they do that? Are they actually giving it away? Right? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Yeah, it's really interesting to hear the way they talk about this stuff. They use it, take advantage of it, they're part of it, and then they tell you how bad it is, which is just utterly confusing. Seriously. Always fun. Anyway, what was that about? We were going to hit, Al Sharpton. God bless him. I'll do the socialist one with that girl there in a few minutes. Not the girl, our girl, right? Al Sharpton crashed a press conference down in Florida. But what I love was that the sheriff did not allow him to get away with it. The sheriff nailed him for being stupid. And during a press conference about an unrelated investigation, Sheriff Galteri took questions from the media, including a few on Sunday's Justice for Markets, hosted by Al Sharpton. Sharpton criticized Sheriff's office for not immediately making an arrest in the incident which left Marquise McLaughlin dead in a Clearwater parking lot. All right, I want you to think about this. Now, the shooter, Michael Drejka, told deputies that he feared for his life because of that. Galteri chose not to arrest him, said that the incident fell in line with the state's Stand Your Ground law. Now, Sunday, Sharpton called out Galteri, saying you should lock him up or give up your badge. Now, Sharpton's really funny. So, see, this is what I tell you. This is what I keep saying. They don't care about the law. These are lawless people. Right? I mean, think about it. These are lawless people. It's a bunch of rhetoric. I don't pay much attention to it, he said. To tell you the truth, I wasn't there. I don't really care what Al Sharpton has to say. I like that sheriff already. He should run for president. Just because he cares. Just because he doesn't care what Al Sharpton has to say. He tells Al, go back to New York and mind your own business. See, I told you, he's got the guts to do it. To the suggestion that Sharpton should go back to New York, his camp told the Tampa Bay Times Monday, Galteri's comments are like those of sheriffs out of the 1960s that called civil rights leaders invited by victims outside agitated. You know, what's funny about this is you see how they spun it to race right away? The guy was within his grounds. You don't arrest somebody for that. Now, you can't detain them and question them. The guy was already questioned, obviously, and with the information they got from him and witnesses, they decided that he was within his rights. But Al doesn't like that. He thinks it's terrible. So forget the law. I think about what he's saying. Sharpton says, I am the ultimate law. Do what I tell you to do. And it's like the left always does, like they did with us for 8 years with Obama, and now they think they can keep doing it. It's a racist thing. Right? Telling Al Sharpton, get out of here. And I don't care what color you are. You come down here causing trouble, get out of here. And if you cared so much about people being uselessly shot in the street, go to Chicago. Go west, Al. Go to Chicago. Make a change there. Bring your million men there. Get together with Farrakhan and Jackson and Obama and the rest of them and go save your people. Because that's the only time you're outraged. Is when a black person is shot, and I get it. I get what you're doing. The nice thing about it is that most people have now figured out what you're doing. And they're getting it, too. Maybe you'll make enough money to pay that $4 million you owe the government in your IRS taxes, right? This case should not be tried a parking lot, the sheriff said. Right? I mean, it's true. The sheriff alluded to the fact that this shouldn't be tried in the parking lot. This shouldn't be tried in the public. This needs to be tried in court. Now, here's the problem. There's a checklist to go down. On any law like this, did this happen? Did this happen? Did this happen? Did this happen? If none of those happen and the guy's innocent, you've got nothing to put him in front of a judge for. And Sharpton doesn't like that. The sheriff wouldn't comment any further about the rally, but when asked about the five Democrat candidates for governor attending Sunday's event, he said, they're politicking, period. The facts and law mattered, he added. Learn the facts, learn the law, and then you can open your mouth. See, we've now got a group of people or group out there that are screaming. It's all about feelings now. Nothing no longer has anything to do with the law or reality of what's going on around him. And again, I say it's the same thing. One kid gets shot in the parking lot, and Sharpton's all upset. 11 is shot in Chicago. I can't find him. Is it because there's no money there? There's no sex there? There's nothing there, nothing sexy about that? They voted in Rahm Emanuel, so what are they going to say? Now they want him out. I think it's wonderful. Rahm put 600 more cops out there this weekend, and they're excited that the shooting toll's been cut in half, putting 600 cops out there. What was he waiting for? Why did it take so long, Rahm? Just asking for a friend. Maybe a dead friend at this point. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. While speaking at a campaign event for Republican Congresswoman from New York, Claudia Denny, President Donald Trump had some harsh words for a Democratic Congresswoman from California.
Maxine Waters, the new face of the Democrat Party. Maxine Waters, she's a real beauty. Maxine, boy, oh boy, I watch her. Crazy Maxine. Low IQ person. Low IQ.
Trump said Claudia Temme is incredible in Congress. He also praised his administration lowering the unemployment rate among minorities. President Trump also traveled to Fort Drum, New York, to sign the John S. McCain National Defense Authorization Act. It gives service members a raise and provides funding for new weapons and equipment. In a speech before the signing, Trump said the measure proves the U.S. military is the strongest on the planet.
Hopefully, we'll be so strong, we'll never have to use it. But if we ever did, nobody has a chance.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in four warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code RADIO15 to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com. The Company Store. Comfort that fits your style.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
I'm Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GIRL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thank you so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And being involved. I want you involved. Consistently involved. Don't stop getting... Did I say something about being involved? I want you involved. No, seriously. You got to get involved. You got to make sure that you don't let the trolls, the quote-unquote lefties, totally take over. Because that wouldn't be cool. That wouldn't be right. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly, truly being involved. Truly getting engaged. And whenever I talk about Sharpton like that, they always like to rip me up because I'm picking on a black man, which has nothing to do with anything because it's not what I'm doing at all. You guys know that. I'm picking on somebody who's decided to open their mouth, jump in the ring, and really doesn't know what he's talking about. He really doesn't if you think about it. Everything is about where he can gin up some, you know, get people rolled up, get people running, get people irritated, and make it look like that the only plight in the world is the single black man or woman that's been shot or killed in a parking lot somewhere. That's it. There's nothing else going on in this country. There's not 11 blacks killed in Chicago. There's not hundreds of blacks shot and killed in Chicago. That's not happening. That's why it's hard. It is really hard to take them seriously. It's really hard to believe that they're genuine in their concern. And I say it, I don't say it tongue-in-cheek, I don't say it like I'm just trying to be a jerk. But my God, if you're not upset, are you upset about blacks being shot only by white people who... Because apparently, if a white person shoots a black person, it's always because of racism. It can never be because they're protecting themselves. Right? I mean, even if it was a black, in my mind, my feeble little weak mind, if it's a black guy shooting a white guy who's being accosted in a parking lot, it ain't because the black guy hates the white guy in my mind, it's because the black guy thought he was in danger. I think he has the same right to do with it. See, we bring color into it. It has to be a color issue. But why does it only happen when it's white-on-black violence? Why doesn't it happen when it's black-on-black? Why doesn't it happen when it's white-on-black or black-on-white? Why is that? How about black-on-brown? You never hear about that. That's just as prevalent. Oh, you know why? Because they consider Hispanics white when they do reporting, crime reporting. It's just all messed up. It's totally messed up. It makes absolutely no sense. Hey, for those of you who was, wow, that was bad. For those of you who were worried, just a little side note here, Stormy Daniels, who hasn't been in the news that much, she's got a new gig. No, stop. Put down the dirty mind. Seriously. She's got a new TV gig. The series launch night, presented by Emma Willis, will feature a former Love Island star. What is that? A toey bad boy? What the heck is that? Shows where I'm out of it. And one of the biggest names in U.S. TV. Now, The Sun Online has exclusively revealed many of this year's big names, including a controversial TV presenter, a former soap star, and a psychic. The show's Eye of the Storm theme is focused on redemption, and all the celebrities will be asking viewers for forgiveness for past scandals. So this ought to be good. The list of names is closely guarded secret, but The Sun Online can officially reveal the 13 stars going into the house, as well as a final mystery housemate who is set to shock most of the viewers. Well, it's good to see that she's employed. You know, she's going to need the money, I'm sure, because she didn't get that big payday she wanted. All right, the porn star attorney. You heard about him today, right? I guess he wasn't getting any love from the rest of the world. So what did he decide to do? He decided to, maybe I should throw my hat in the ring for president. Because I got him a little love, a little attention, you know? I mean, it just never stops. But again, like I said, at least you know she's got a job now and we'll all be happy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Adam Schiff. I think the guy really has some issues. I really do. First of all, he's got that lost look about him most of the time. Like, he doesn't quite know what he's doing here, but he knows he should be here. But he really doesn't have a clue as to what he's supposed to say while he's where he doesn't know where he should be. He says evidence of collusion is in plain sight, but he can't name any of it. He can't name anything in particular. It's there if you look for it. I don't know. This is one of those cases where I don't know what there is. I don't know where there is. Take a listen.
Congressman, before we go any farther, because I want to draw a distinction since we've been saying here that some of the facts can get muddled here in the president's language. I want to make sure we're being precise in our conversation.
Of course.
Can you agree that there has been no evidence of collusion, coordination, or conspiracy that has been presented
thus far in
the Trump campaign and Russia?
No, I don't agree with that at all. I think there's plenty of evidence of collusion or conspiracy in plain sight. Now, that's a different statement than saying that there's proof beyond a reasonable doubt of a criminal conspiracy. Bob Mueller will have to determine that. But, of course,
right.
The entire
so
meeting
you
at Trump
acknowledge
Tower,
that the FBI has not presented it thus far.
But listen, you got to pay close attention here. And the reason I say that is it's not because I'm just trying to make fun of the guy. He really doesn't. He can't tell you where it is. He can tell you it's there. Right? But he can't tell you where it is. How does that work? Come on.
I'm drawing this distinction because this is what the White House is arguing here, that the president is drawing a distinction, that he is saying, when he says hoax and witch hunt, that he means one thing, and that it's not really trying to disassociate himself from what his national security team says.
Well, first of all, we haven't seen what Bob Mueller has produced in terms of the evidence yet.
Nothing.
So in terms of FBI proof, they're not going to present proof to the Congress. We're doing our own investigation, and we've revealed evidence, I think, that certainly goes to the issue of conspiracy and collusion, a lot of which...
Nothing. Mueller's doing the deep looking hard, buddy. Let me tell you what. Looking extremely hard to find something, and he's produced nothing. You guys have had open hearings, Mr. Schiff. I could have fun with that. I'm going to leave it alone. Anyway, you're having open hearings, and all you're doing is hanging yourself more and more, hanging the people around you more and more. But God bless you. Keep going. Really, don't let us get in your way.
Is now public. But I do think that the president continues to cast doubt on whether he accepts the fundamental conclusion that Russia intervened, whether there was a conspiracy or not. He continues to raise questions about it. Indeed, his attack.
No. Let's get something straight. Obama said they didn't intervene. Obama said they didn't screw with the election. So are you calling your Lord and Savior now a liar? I'm just trying to find out here. I'm just asking for a friend.
Attempt to retract his statement in Helsinki that he doesn't see why the Russians would intervene, that goes well beyond any allegations of conspiracy. So it's the president himself who's created this very muddled message. And the issue, I think, for us in the midterms is, what message is Putin hearing? Is he hearing the message that we heard from Coates and Ray?
No. What he's hearing is, after the election, I'll have more flexibility to do something.
And others in that press conference in the White House, or is hearing the president of the United States. And I fear that the message that the Kremlin cares most about is what they hear from Donald Trump. And that is still one of denial and cover for the.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Total denial and covering for the Russians. Didn't you hear that? I mean, seriously, when you think about this, she had to say several times, Congressman, before we go any further, and I'll give her some credit here because she was trying to rail him in, because I want to draw a distinction. Brennan says, she says, since we have been saying here that some of the facts can get muddled, I mean, he still had nothing. He could point to absolutely nothing. And his pat answer is coming back to, well, we're doing our investigation, they're doing theirs, and you know what, I don't know, the peanut gallery will be doing theirs, and somewhere, somehow, somebody with a heavy dose of LSD will find a way to tie this together, the conclusion. I'm thoroughly confused. If I drank, I'd go drinking. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite.
These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail. Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail. Baby, come inside, let me teach you how to jive and wail. Oh, jive, jump, jive.
We are back.
Always a pleasure. 855-RealJoey. Thanks so much for joining us. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-RealJoey. 855-732-REAL. See, real. See, I'm alive. I'm real. All that fun stuff. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoey. 855-732-5563. Okay. So, you know, if you head up to the website, I hate doing this, but you head up to the website, you know, you can buy the book, you can buy the cup, you can buy the shirt, find a way to get me some money. I mean, I always appreciate the money. Like I've been telling you, many of us have been hit hard by some of the social media platforms. We're not able to get our message out. We're not able to get our help our advertisers get their message out, and it really makes it problematic. I'll put it that way to be nice about it. And it makes it hard to get your message out. It makes it hard. So it has a monetary effect on your conservative commentators. So anything you can do to help is always much appreciated. Head up to the website. You'll find out many ways that you can help us. Secure places on our stations and other. I'm trying to get to this story because I just love this. The Washington Post finally decided to do some fact-checking on our little socialist darling. Remember her? Now, that's not Amorosa. What's her name? Alexandria. There you go. And the Washington Post is usually Democrat-friendly. They're not Republican-friendly. They're Democrat-friendly. So they put Democrat congressional candidate Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez through the ringer in a grueling fact check in last week's paper. Now, the Amber Athey at the Daily Caller explains, the Washington Post Glenn Kessler reviewed various dubious claims made by Ocasio over the past several weeks and found all of them to be false. You know what's really, really funny about this? We have been saying that all along. Conservative commentators have been saying that from day one, and it isn't because we don't like her. It isn't because we want nothing to do with her. We don't want her to have a shot. It's because she's lying. And she's not misspeaking. I don't buy that for a second. She knows, first of all, some of the stuff she says is out of pure ignorance. She hears it. She heard it somewhere else. She read it somewhere. She read some kind of a text that came by on her phone that had to be true. It's from the internet, right? But it really is dangerous ignorance. Because they speak to the stuff in truth. They speak to the stuff like they're an expert in that issue. And they make other people believe that they are. Check this one. She says, unemployment is low because everyone has two jobs. Unemployment is low because people are working 60, 70, 80 hours a week and can barely feed their families. Uh-huh. ICE is the only criminal investigative agency, the only enforcement agency in the United States that has a bed quota. So ICE is required to fill 34,000 beds with detainees every single night, and that number has only been increased since 2009. Well, if it's been increasing since 2009, if that's true, but it's not, you got a real problem, because that would have been under your buddy Oblamo. Seriously. They, talking about National Democrats, were campaigning most when we had more of an American middle class. This upper middle class is probably more moderate, but that upper middle class does not exist anymore in America. Right? Now, when the Washington Post starts laying her stuff out as being false, flat out false, right, and even goes as far as say they're eyebrow raising when it comes to what she's saying. That's scary, isn't it? I mean, they're the Washington Post, who would probably go out of its way, trip over itself to try to find ways to support her, can't. Right? Now, here's one that came through, too. But I don't know how. I don't know how this comes about. A high percentage of Democrats would back secession. Didn't they do this once before? And they got their butts whooped? Sorry. With the left's visceral hatred for Donald Trump showing no signs of abating anytime soon. Right? A new poll finds strong support for radical measure not seriously considered in America for over 150 years. Now, the Washington Examiner is reporting, according to the Zogby Analytics Survey, almost 40% of the country supports states breaking away from the national government and country. On the eve of Sunday's dueling racially charged protests at the gate of the White House, those most supportive of secession are Democrats. Hello? Think about it. They did this once before. The thing that is amazing about all this is the he's not my president movement. It's all emotions. It's all nothing but emotions. They want to stomp on the will of the people that voted him in. We didn't act like this when Obama won. And the second time, when a lot of us were devastated that he won again, couldn't believe how he won again, we didn't do this. Show me. Show me where we rioted. Show me where we were on a regular basis. You know, conservative celebrities were calling for him to be killed or hit or beat or anything like that. It wasn't happening. Right? And even when people, in his second term, when people were talking about how we were, I mean, this is like so nuts. The country's headed in the wrong direction, right? The majority of people really felt like the country was headed in the wrong direction, yet they loved Barack Obama. Right? Like the boyfriend that abuses his girlfriend. It just, oh no, I'm going to fix him. I love him. He's great. He's wonderful. He's fine. It's just, you don't understand this. I know that they have a term for it, and I don't know what it is. I'm not smart enough to know what it is. But they have a term for it when you love your abuser. You love the person that has you in captivity. Generally said pollster Jeremy Zogby, the majority does not and has not endorsed secession over time, and he added, while one could make the case that a nationwide majority supports for secession is not likely in the near term due to the appearance of a flat line in the trend. We could take from that with relative confidence that there's still a handful of local hotbed areas. Look at, of course, you know, people in Texas at one point wanted to secede. People in California, all for the wrong reasons, obviously. Right? The people in California wanted to pull away. Matter of fact, from within California, they want to break up because they don't want to be with their nut job counterparts. They want to get away from Pelosi and the rest of them. Won't work that way, but whatever. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, Keith Ellison has been accused, notice I said accused, of beating his white girlfriend. Now, you would think, well, shouldn't that make the news at all? I mean, shouldn't that be all over? No, of course not. In just a few days before his election, now, think about this. This should scare you. Congressman Keith Ellison is running for Minnesota's attorney general. The election is just in a few days, and until this weekend, he has been seen as the front runner. Right? Well, it's changed a little bit. His white ex-girlfriend is now claiming that he used to beat her. Yesterday, Keith was forced to confront allegations of domestic abuse of a former girlfriend that surfaced days before the election that'll decide the Democratic Party's nominee. Now, the allegations came from his girlfriend's son, which sounds about right, because a lot of times these women won't report this. They won't say anything about it. Remember, because a lot of times they think they're going to fix him. They're going to get him to understand. I mean, I've heard abused women speak. Right? You know, I brought it on myself. No woman deserves to be beaten. I mean, unless she's pounding on you with a baseball bat, then protect yourself. But other than that, you never hit a woman. Unless she's one of those WW2 women. Then you can run a tank over her if you have to. They're pretty tough ladies. No, have you seen some of them? I would be kind of afraid. The allegations came from his girlfriend's son, who also claimed that the physical abuse was caught on video. But there's no, and again, as usual, there's no video. And look, same thing for Ellison. It goes for anybody else that I'd be talking about this stuff with. Right? The allegation doesn't mean he's guilty. All right? If there's video, bring it on. If there's, I can't even imagine where the video would come from. Bring it on. Right? Stop this game. And why did you wait for a week before the election? Infuriating. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yep, they're beating up on Kanye West again. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Socks.